Welcome back. I am Jim Rome, and very happy to do this. We are joined right now by a quarterback for Nebraska. Led all freshmen last year in total offense per game. He was 12th nationally among all players. Sixth freshman in history to average 200 passing yards and 50 rushing yards per game. One of just two freshman quarterbacks on the freshman All-American team, joining Trevor Lawrence from Clemson. Nebraska is going to open up their year against South Alabama August 31st at noon Eastern. We are joined by Cornhuskers quarterback Adrian Martinez. Adrian, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So good to have you. Now, there are so many things that I would love to talk to you about, whether it's playing high school ball in Clovis or how you showed up last year or the expectations for this year. But why don't we start like right where we are now, 8 days from the start of the season. How has camp gone for you, and how eager are you to get back on the field?
Camp's gone great. Just a huge difference from year one, myself, the whole team. Feeling really confident, just happy to be done with fall camp and eager to get out there for game one and just prove ourselves.
All right, so from a team perspective, how different does preparing for this year feel compared to preparing for last year when you were a freshman and Scott Frost was in his first year as head coach?
Yeah, I think just as a team, as a unit, we know so much more about our schemes, our jobs on the field, and we just get how to do the little things better. And I think that can just make a huge difference. And our team has seen a jump physically too. And we're a lot more confident. We know what we're doing, and just real excited to get out there.
We're talking to Adrian Martinez. Now, in talking about last year, you made the point that, quote, being a freshman, you need to know it wasn't my team yet. It just wasn't. You need to continue to earn that in practice each day in the weight room, whether it's a game day, whether it was, whenever. It's something you need to continue to earn, end quote. So, I mean, you have to do it over time, of course. But how do you go about earning that respect? How do you look to do that?
Yeah. Well, I believe that leadership is performance, and performance is leadership, and that's a quote from my quarterback coach. And really what that means is you have to go out and perform on the field and then lead by setting that standard each and every day. You know, if you don't go out and perform each game, each practice in the weight room, off the field, then you have no credibility to go hold your teammates accountable. And that's really just the way I approached it, you know. Starting off last year, they hadn't seen me play. I hadn't had a chance to earn it completely yet. And then over time, you know, I took more and more leadership role. And then this off season, I really took a charge at it head on. And I think I've taken on that role and made it my own this off season.
We're talking to Adrian Martinez, quarterback in Nebraska. Now, being the quarterback at Nebraska is one of the truly iconic and special positions in all of college football. What's it mean to you to be the quarterback of that team and to play in front of those fans specifically?
I mean, it's an honor, and something I definitely don't take lightly. There's been many greats before me, Tommy Frazier, Eric Crouch, Scott Frost, my own head coach, and I'm very thankful and wanting to represent every one of those people the right way with my play. And I know how much it means to the fans here, and that's why I'm just doing my very best to get better each day and put on a good product on the field.
You know, being from California, as you are, I'm kind of curious how you feel about this, because I know the passion of Nebraska fans because I've hosted this show and I've talked to them for so many years. But I remember the first time that I went to that state, and I remember how blown away I was by their passion, by their knowledge, by what that program and what that team meant to them. How would you describe the love that they have for Nebraska football and for the players?
It's hard to, you know, it's unlike anything I've ever experienced. You know, like you said, coming from California, it's just different. It means more out here, and they truly love the players and just the game of football. And it's something I'm very thankful to be a part of. And just the hospitality, the people out here are amazing. And I'm just real thankful to be here and be a part of it.
Adrian Martinez, my guest. You mentioned Scott Frost. Now, when Scott Frost and his staff arrived at Nebraska, you were the very first recruiting call that they made. You were somebody he identified when he was at UCF, but he didn't meet you until he was at Nebraska. What do you remember about the first time the two of you met, and what kind of an impression did he make on you?
Yeah. Well, they had recruited me at UCF, and I talked to him on the phone before. I really liked them as a staff, but UCF didn't really feel like a good fit for me. When they got to Nebraska, obviously, things kind of changed. Everything lined up in the perfect way. And when he got to meet my family, it was pretty much an instant click. Coach Frost is one of the most humble, down-to-earth men I know, a great human being, and my parents loved him. And that was kind of a big deal for me. And that's something I think a lot of people realize when they meet him. He doesn't try and put on this big old persona. You know, he's just a down-to-earth guy who's a people's person and a really good football coach.
You know, Adrian, it's pretty clear talking to you right now and watching you last year especially, but one of the things that keeps coming up from people around the program and around the sport is how comfortable you are, how mature you are at a young age. How do you explain that? Where does that come from?
I really just have to draw that back to my parents and the way I was raised and growing up in Fresno, California, living in Clovis, you know, just my dad. I think he taught me the right way and really showed me what hard work is and, you know, earning his way to where he is now and taking care of my family. So, you know, I try and emulate him. I try and emulate some of the great people I have in my life, and, you know, they lead the way.
You know, it's such high praise for your father. The truth is also, when you were young, your mother, who was an assistant U.S. attorney in the Fresno office, passed away. What was she like as a person, and what kind of an impact did she have on you?
Yeah, well, an impact that's still with me to this day. You know, I strive to make her proud with every move I make. You know, I know she's looking down on me, and it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for my dad, my family, myself. But my dad showed me how to work hard and be resilient, you know, how to respond to adversity. And you know, as a little 10-year-old boy, when something like that happens, you know, first person you look to is your dad. And you know, I can't thank him enough for the example he set for me. And really, I think it dictated how the rest of my life would play out, you know, and just how to work hard and battle through some adversity.
Really powerful stuff. Adrian Martinez joining us. You know, I can make the argument that as a team, it might have been easy for you guys to pack it in and give up on the season when you got off to kind of a tough start, but then you finished strong. You won 4 of your last 6. You nearly beat number 10 Ohio State in their place. So as you look back on last season, and in particular that second half, what kind of thoughts do you have about the team and the toughness?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm confident in our guys, and I think it really just speaks volumes to the type of guys we have in our team right now and the coaching staff. They didn't give up on us, and they remained confident in the guys that we have and knew what we were capable of before maybe we did. You know, finishing the season out strong, it kind of gave us that confidence going into winter conditioning. But after that, I think we've just worked really hard and just kind of built upon that strong finish that's led us to this point, the confidence that we have right now.
And we talked about Fresno and we talked about Clovis. People in that community there still talk about how special your mother was and how special your entire family is, and that when you were in high school, you suffered a shoulder injury and it required surgery, and it was not clear if your arm strength would ever fully return. How were you able to overcome that and rise above it? And what do you remember about that time?
Yeah, it was tough, real tough. You know, I suffered that shoulder injury my junior year, and it didn't allow me to play my senior season, which was really hard. You know, growing up, going to the same middle school, high school, growing up with the same few kids, missing out on our senior season really hurt me, and it was a challenging experience, but one that I was able to get through because of my family, because of my close friends, and some of the adversity that I'd been through in the past. I never gave up, and I didn't lose my faith, you know. There was a question, there was some doubt at the very beginning if I was going to be the same player, but I was able to bounce back and regain that confidence, and I think become an even better player because of the people around me who did believe in me when I didn't believe in myself, and just able to regain that confidence and bounce back.
Adrian Martinez, my guest. Last thought, when you look back at last season, and I bring this up again, I know you're looking ahead, but the win over Michigan State, that was a 9-6 win, and I've heard you, in fact, you told Mitch Sherman this, that was your favorite moment from last fall. It's a game where you threw for a total of 145 yards, but it really was a battle. Why was that game such a source of validation? Why was that your favorite moment?
You know, pretty easy. I don't know if watching it on TV could really do it justice. It was windy, snowing. We were playing at the time, I think, the number one rush defense in the country, and we weren't able to throw the ball. So it was a tough game, and we didn't score until the fourth quarter. But I was just most proud of my guys and the team for battling through it and finding a way to win. That's what the good teams do. They find a way regardless of the situation, regardless of, you know, whatever factors we can't control. We found a way to win. Our kicker, who's also my roommate, you know, made three field goals to put us ahead, and it was a great moment, great way to send out our seniors, and you know, a real special moment in my mind.
Quarterback for Nebraska once again led all FBS freshmen last year in total offense per game, 12th nationally among all players. Nebraska opens up its season against South Alabama August 31st. Adrian, couldn't be more impressed. What a great conversation. I appreciate you. Great to get caught up with you. Thanks so much, and good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You too. Adrian Martinez, Cornhusker Nation. It goes without saying, we've got a great relationship. Nebraska and this show, it dates way back. And I just kind of want you to come in here and share your thoughts as we get ready for the second year. Second year with Scott Frost coming home, second year with Adrian Martinez. I could not be any more impressed with a young quarterback than I am him. And I say that with regards to the way he carries himself on the field and off the field. You know, just me looking from the outside in. But I could not be any more impressed with what I see and what I hear from him.